Now, also, you recently repealed your support of Donald Trump, and instead you are going to write in Mike Pence. Can you explain why that is?
Yes, I've said, you know, that when I'm a former prosecutor, and when I heard the case that came forward that crossed the line into criminality, that was a deal breaker for me. So I'm not going to be voting for either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. I certainly don't support her policies as well. But I will be writing in Mike Pence. And most of all, I'm going to make sure that I stand up for the rights of people in New Hampshire. There's so many important issues at stake. Obviously, the Supreme Court is at issues that impact your constitutional rights, rising health care costs, national security. These are things that I'm going to make sure I'm focused on behalf of the people of New Hampshire for a better quality of life for us and the entire country.
Speaking of constitutional rights, where do you stand on gun control and the no-fly, no-buy? Do you believe it violates the Constitution because of its lack of due process?
I am a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. I have the endorsement of the NRA in this race. And I believe, by the way, though, as a former murder prosecutor myself, that criminals and terrorists should not have guns. I want to protect the rights of law-abiding citizens. So I have worked to ensure that if you're too dangerous to get on a commercial flight, that you can't immediately purchase a firearm. But I also help make sure that there's a judicial mechanism. Right now, if you're on that list, there's no way to challenge it. And so we put the burden of proof on the government. And if the government can't meet that burden of proof, they have a very limited window, 14 days, then they're going to have to pay your costs and fees and get you off that list. And right now, that does not exist. So I'm very firmly for protecting people's constitutional rights, and that's, of course, why I have the support of the NRA, and they know that I'll stand up for your constitutional rights.
In light of recent actions of the U.S. and other nations, we're trying to attempt to take back Mosul from the Islamic State. Do you support sending more troops to Iraq?
Well, what I support is I'd like to see more. I've been pushing all along as a member of the Armed Services Committee for a stronger, more comprehensive approach from this president. And so right now we have almost 5,000 of our ground troops that are there in Iraq and Syria. What they need is to make sure that they have the rules of engagement to be able to take out the enemy. We need to destroy ISIS and radical Islamist terrorists who want to destroy our way of life. That means making sure also that those who are helping us in the region, like the Kurds, have the support that they need and weapons they need to help destroy ISIS. And finally, I would say we've got to ask also the Arab allies in the region and NATO to step up more in helping us destroy ISIS. So there are a number of steps that need to be taken. But one thing that's concerned me about this president is, you know, of course, he originally called ISIS the JV team. But the approach has been very incremental. And it has, you know, he's now stepping up the airstrikes in Mosul, which is important. But this could have happened much sooner.